Garu Kabir Hashim Medidu.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Today I like I want to make this speech about the members who have passed away, who have served this country, and I would consider all of them giants in the political field as compared to us. They have left a mark in the limited time. If we need to speak thoroughly about them, it would take more than a few minutes, but in the limited time that I have, I need to say something about each of them. Honourable P. Dayaratna was somebody who was a rural leader picked up by the late President J.R. Jayawardena into his team, one of the best teams that was made in 1977. He was part of that group who made major changes in this country. Honourable late P. Dayaratna was a chartered electrical engineer, and from 1970s he's been involved in politics with the United National Party. He was qualified as an electrical engineer. He worked in the Galloya project, in the Galloya area, and he was involved in the first ever, for the first ever time, the UNP won the Ampara district and the Ampara electorate under the late Mr. Dayaratna. I have worked closely with him, and I have respected the man for his hard work, commitment to the Ampara district and also to the country. At this time, as a close associate of him, I wish to extend my sympathies to the family, and I would like to also then speak about the late Gamini Lokuge, whose daughter I know, his two daughters and the family. I extend my sympathies. I was not in Sri Lanka when he passed away. I would like to say that he was part of the 1977 group with the late J.R. Jayawardena, and when the UNP was transiting from a right-wing party to a center right party, it was under J.R. Jayawardena for the first ever time that he started the Jatika Sevaka Sanghamaya, and Mr. Gamini Lokuge was the first chair, he was one of the key people who was involved with the late J.R. Jayawardena in forming the Jatika Sevaka Sanghamaya, and he spent a lot of time on behalf of the workers, and he was a fighter, and he served the party and the country in many portfolios subsequently. And he has been a member of the United National Party, I think, since 1960, and he had been a very senior working committee member also. And I listened to the Honourable Member speaking about the late Indradasa Hettiarachchi, whom when I listened to election results in 1977 as a young schoolboy, I can remember his name coming up and how he used to win the Horana seat and how he used to win the Kalutara district. And he has been a person who came from the grassroots, from the village council. He rose up to be a parliamentarian and served again with the late J.R. Jayawardena's group of people after 1977. He was honoured with the Deshabandhu title, and he has, as a young person, served this country very capably. I would then like to speak about Mr. W.B., the late W.B. Ranatunga, who was also in the Kotmale seat but entered Parliament in 1989, subsequently under the late President Premadasa's government. Mr. W.B. Ranatunga worked with me when I was the chairman and then subsequently the general secretary of the United National Party, and we worked together for quite a while, and he was a very amiable person, not a person, he was too good for politics, a very kind, very quiet person, but still he served and he did his job. I extend my sympathies to his family. Finally, I would like to speak on Mr. Segu, the late Mr. Segu Izzadeen, whom, when we entered Parliament in 1994, Mr. Segu Izzadeen and I entered in the same year, and I remember we used to sit right at the back, we were backbenchers, and he was a person who was a very humorous person. Though he looked very tough, he was a very kind, humorous person. He served the Muslims and the Tamils and the Sinhalese in the eastern province equally. He was loved by everybody, and he actually did yeoman service to the east. He held many ministerial positions, and through those he worked very hard. He was very fearless, and he has been a loss to the Muslim community specifically, mainly. So I would like to extend my condolences to the late Mr. Sehgu Isadeen's family. Thank you.